Scientists in Britain have developed a new blood test that can show how fast a person is aging and therefore the possibility of how long they'll live. Just read about this last week. The blood test is expected to go on sale to the general public in Britain within the next year, offered by a company called LifeLength for £400 sterling, $600. You can discover how long you'll live. You might not have realized it, but the key factor is not your chronological age. The key factor is not your diet or your environment or your stress level. The key factor is your telomeres. This reveals your biological age. Scientists tell us with high confidence that people who are born with shorter telomeres than normal have a shorter lifespan. It's all about the telomeres. What is a telomere anyway? You know? I know. Telomeres are repetitive DNA sequences located at the termini of linear chromosomes of most eukaryotic organisms. The protection against homologous recombination and non-homologous end joining constitutes the essential capping role of the telomeres that distinguish them from the DNA double-strand breaks. Get it? Simple. Someone will be able to isolate your DNA, measuring the capping role of the telomeres at the end of the sequences, and that will tell you when you will die, give or take a few months. Do you want to know when you'll die? Do you want to know how long you will live, give or take a few months? If you could simply go to the doctor, or better yet, buy an over-the-counter kit and within a day or within an hour determine, give or take a few months, when you will die. You want to know this? Would you take the test? Scientists like to tell us that all is biologically predetermined. That is, everything about our lives is already pre-programmed into our genes. Life is all about biology, they say. Even morality is genetics. They say we invent ethics because of our biological makeup. This week's Torah portion, Bechukotai, offers another view. The parsha begins as follows. אם בחוקותיי תלכו ואת מצוותיי תשמורו ועשיתם אותם ונתתי גשמכם בעיתם ונתנה הארץ יבולה. If you follow my laws and faithfully observe my commandments, I will grant your rains in their season, and the earth shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field will give their fruit. And there follows a long section of all of the blessings that will come if we live our lives ethically, and all of the curses that will follow if we live our lives immorally. When people read the parsha, they often miss the key word. It's one of the shortest words in the Hebrew language, and the first word of the parsha, it only has two Hebrew letters, im bechukotai telechu, im, if. If you live properly, you will be blessed. And if you do not live properly, you will suffer. The parsha offers two key lessons. First, that our lives are iffy, uncertain. And second, that the quality and even at times the length of our lives are dependent on our actions. If you make the right decisions in life, life has the potential to be a blessing. And if you make the wrong decisions in life, life could potentially be cursed. Our lives revolve around the concept of if. Our Our lives are not certain. Our lives are uncertain. Life is about uncertainty. Our telomeres may be the longest ever recorded in human history. So what? We might still die tomorrow. We might make the wrong decision that will kill us. Someone else might make the wrong decision that will kill us. Something else in our bodies, other than our telomeres, might kill us. What gives meaning to our lives is uncertainty, not knowing for sure. And in truth, what gives variety and even excitement to our lives is uncertainty, not knowing for sure. Would you want to know with precision how your life will unfold? Would you want to know with certainty how every hour of every day will be lived? It's not that I reject science. The scientists seem pretty confident about the correlation between telomeres and lifespan, and so I am prepared to accept the science. I always embrace scientific and technological progress. My mother would otherwise kill me. I grew up in a family of scientists. All three of my siblings are medical doctors and do extensive research. What I'm saying is that lifespan and life duration is not the final determinant of our lives. Commentators on this week's Parsha explain, every person was created in order to repair a specific flaw in the world that no one else can fix. And every flaw has a specific hour when it must be fixed. In other words, when that person repairs that flaw on that hour, that is the hour of our destiny. And no test and no kit and no biological examination will make a difference. The company that will sell the test is called Life Length. Their business is predicting how long we will live. Our business here is called Life Quality. We predict how well we will live. And in the end, that is far more important. I would rather have shorter telomeres and longer patience. I would rather have less telomeres and more love. I would rather have failing telomeres and moral excellence. I would rather have fewer telomeres and more generosity. When our Torah portion tells us, and what our entire tradition teaches, is that while there is nothing we can do to change our telomeres, here are the tools for a good life. Here are the ways to earn life's blessings. Be focused not on length of days, but on quality of days. Exercise not only your physical parts, but also your moral parts. Feast on life's bounty, but don't forget to feed the hungry. If you have short telomeres, you can still be long on justice. If you have inferior telomeres, you can still be superior in righteousness. If you have wandering telomeres, you can still house the homeless. If you have unprotected telomeres, you can still clothe the naked. If your telomeres betray you, you can still be true. If your telomeres fail you, you can still inspire others. If your telomeres are disloyal, you can still be faithful. If your telomeres are unforgiving, you can still be merciful. If your telomeres are cruel to you, you can still be kind. If your telomeres are bent on your body's destruction, you can still repair the world. If your telomeres are at war with you, you can still be for peace. If your telomeres stop growing, you can still grow in courage, altruism, honor, compassion, humility, wisdom, and understanding. All of us yearn for a long life. Longevity has its place. It is a blessing. But go to the cemeteries and read what is inscribed on the tombstones. Go to the mourners and read what is inscribed in their hearts, that the deceased had long telomeres, or that they were loved, honored, and respected, that they did important things, that they made a difference, that the world was a better place because they were here. And if we have our priorities straight, if our business is less about length and more about quality, if we invest in enterprises that emphasize not only life's duration but also life's meaning, then the words of the Torah portion will come true. Venatati mishkani betochechem, velotik al nafshi etchem, veitalachti betochechem. Thus says the Eternal God, I will establish my dwelling places within you. I will not abandon you. I will walk with you now and forevermore.